Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this one. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for their sponsorship of this channel and all the work that I do. Right. Did you know that Londoners are going out to vote on the 2nd of May for their next mayor? And the question is, who do you think that's going to be, eh? Well, let's listen to Rachel Reeves, she who will be the next Chancellor of the Exchequer, tragically. Let's listen to her give us a 57-second spiel, and then we'll talk about what she's claiming.
50,000 well-paid jobs in London as part of Sadiq Khan's growth plan. The plan will focus on some of the most exciting and fast-growing parts of our economy, like life sciences, climate tech, AI, and fintech as well. These plans will ensure that young Londoners, particularly from low-income families, have the opportunity to prosper and get on with access to the fast-growing sectors of the economy. As mayor, Sadiq Khan has already created 330,000 good, well-paid jobs here in London, but there's so much more that we can do together. It's a close fight for the election on May the 2nd between Sadiq Khan, the Labour candidate for mayor, and the Conservative candidate. A vote for Labour on the 2nd of May is a vote for good quality jobs, paying a decent wage here in London.
150. There you go, my friends. Are you excited? I'm stoked about that. I'm super duper stoked about what Rachel's had to tell us. All these high paid jobs for London town. Apparently, Sadiq Khan's already created 330,000 new jobs. Wonder how he did that. And now he's going to create another 150,000. So after eight years of Labour, if he wins, there'll be in excess of roughly 500,000 new jobs in London created by the mayor himself. Yeah. What do you mean, David? He created them? He's got 500,000 people on his payroll. Well, no. It was companies. Oh, right. So it was companies that have created the so-called new jobs. So Rachel Reeves, you're stretching the truth a wee bit, aren't you, Rachel? You're pretending that the job creation is a direct consequence of what the mayor does rather than a direct consequence of investments decided by private business. Now, for someone who wants to be chancellor, it worries me that you don't really seem to understand that. But then I don't think there's very much you do really understand when it comes to the economy, as will become abundantly clear to everybody listening to this over the next couple of years. But back to Khan. So this is obviously the spiel for let's get another 4 years of Mayor Khan. London will be a paradise on earth by the time that he's finished with us. Well, as you know, London is already a hell on earth. And after another 4 years, I imagine, I mean, what will it be like? Do you get a prayer mat every time you land at, Euston Station? I mean, or Heathrow Airport? What's it going to be like? We know that it's a violent place. We know that machete crime is all part of parcel of being in good old London town. We know that it's a place that seems to be very anti-Christian, very anti-white people. Rachel Reeves obviously will not even deal with those issues. She won't deal with the fact, nor will Khan, that so many white people have fled London. So this is all the plan to get Khan back in again. And here is the awful truth, and I'm going to tell it to you now. He will be re-elected beyond a shadow of doubt. And the reason for that is it's not that the Conservative Party, Susan Hall, who has followed me on Twitter for a long time, is a bad person. It's just that the Conservative brand is basically dead. Basically dead. So they've got no chance, especially in a woke city such as London. The Conservatives have no chance of reclaiming it back. And all the other minor parties, frankly, are an absolute irrelevance. Because the game is that Khan, just like in the States, Biden has imported a massive base of people who will support him and support the Democrats. Khan's done exactly the same trick in London. You know, London has changed, as I said in a previous podcast, London's changed beyond recognition. and it's going to continue to change, and nothing will stop it. And you know, if you thought that Ramadan lights at Easter was a strain, was a bit of an insult, you ain't seen nothing yet, because I believe that Khan is a radical. I think what Lee Anderson said about him was actually right, curiously enough, in many regards. I think he constitutes a real and present danger to the well-being of our capital city. But I think that the people who live in the capital city and those who vote don't mind. They don't care. As long as, you know, the welfare is coming, as long as all the other freebies are coming, care of the British taxpayer, they don't mind. And that's why, unfortunately, when we get the result, there's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth. It's going to be the first of several massive defeats for the Conservative Party. So they will lose the London mayoral competition badly. They will lose in the local council elections badly. And then they will lose in the general election. And maybe that's the sort of scorched earth that we need to rebuild Britain and London back to what it once was. Because so much has been lost, and so much has been lost under the gaze of these incompetent Conservatives. So I'm afraid the victory of Sadiq Khan in London is inevitable, as will be the continued decline of London under Sadiq Khan. And the 150,000 jobs that are being talked about, did you notice what she said? They're going to be in life sciences. And I think life sciences is basically, is that the vaccine industry you're talking about, Rachel? And then the green area, what's this green tech that you're talking about? It's going to be heat pumps, stuff like that nobody wants. It's all insane. Labour's economic policies, trust me, will fall apart so fast. It'll take it no more than a year or two to people start get very agitated about exactly what Labour's up to. But Labour know what they're doing, and they're just going to say the right platitudes, as Rachel Reeves has said in that little video clip, to make sure that they get into power. And ultimately, that's what it's all about for them, the exercise of power. Thanks for listening.